Well, probably a lot of you know where Mumbai is, but let's just see if we can operate this. There we go. Here's Mumbai, India. And I want to thank you, Pastor Tom, for inviting me to come down. I grew up in a village up in upstate New York of 1,500 people. So it's kind of like coming home a little bit. Feels around and everything else. And but I thought, okay, since during the conference that I would be, and I had two amazing Indian pastors staying with me. So I said to Pastor Tom, I said, why don't we have them speak? Because they're very, very good preachers, and anointed men. And he said, yeah, let's do it. When we came into this church, you have a beautiful church here. But Solomon had a beautiful temple, and it was magnificent. But really, okay, the beauty of Solomon's temple was in the Holy of Holies. The beauty really, honestly, is what God is doing in the people's hearts. I particularly really loved the testimonies that were given, each one of them. And a few of them, okay, I'll carry with it for a long time. The beauty of this church is really here. A church is not an outside building, but the church really is a congregation of born-again believers. So it's very, very it's wonderful to be here. Mumbai, India is a city of over 20 million people. Some say 25 million. It's probably underestimated. And from Mumbai, India, there's over 100 different churches coming out of Mumbai, India. Pastor Binu, the first speaker, he is the presiding elder. I understand that some of you went through the foundation course put together by Pastor Carl Silva. He was a dear friend of mine, and I personally lived in India very close to him for 5 years. And then he went home to be with the Lord at a too young of an age, but he had a very full life. Not a long life, but a very, very full life. So Pastor Binu, okay, is now the presiding elder, the head pastor in Mumbai. And what I've noticed about his life throughout the years, okay, that he's a real man of the book. And many of you gave testimonies about, you know, the Lord speaking to you during the conference. You know, Christ's words are not dead. They're alive. And he does not say words just to speak. Every word that Jesus Christ in the Bible, okay, spoke is like very, very important. And thank the Lord, okay, for a church that puts high priority on the Word of God. Well, Pastor Binu is a man of the book. He has a wonderful wife and two wonderful daughters. And it's just an amazing, amazing father. What I've always noticed about him, too, is that he leads people. He doesn't drive people. He goes before people. And at any conference we would always have in Mumbai, that a number of people were gathered around him and just wanted to hear more about the Word of God. And so he's an anointed preacher. You'll be able to discern that. And so we want to welcome Pastor Binu, okay?
It's the first time I am standing in a, apart from the Baltimore church, in another American church. It's a great privilege to stand here, and also thank you, Pastor Tom, for inviting us. As you see in the map, I just wanted to say that India is not so big like your country, but we are big in number of people. And now we are overtaking the China and the leading populous country in the world is going to be India. Yeah, I was born in the southern part of India. It's a place called Kerala. And I don't know, I can show this. This part where the disciple Thomas came. The Jesus disciple Thomas came and preached. And there are kind of a large number of Christian population is there in that place. Many are traditional churches, but also I had a privilege in my childhood to attend the prayer meetings, Bible reading, and to receive Jesus Christ, because my parents were like a God-fearing, and every evening, 7 o'clock, before food, you have to pray, read the Bible, and then only you get food. And I think that that was a great discipline for us, and because train up a child the way it should go. And I think so that was a great privilege. And then after my graduation, I went to Mumbai. Mumbai is a metropolitan city, a lot of job opportunities. And I went there to get a job, because that's the only place where we have any hope to get a job. And then we had to fly to Middle East, where we get a better job. And so I came there, and I met just really Lord spoke to me. It just happened in 1997. I went there, and then Lord spoke to me, and then I wanted to study the Bible and also do the work, do the job. And then in 2000, I met this ministry, Greater Grace Church, where Pastor Carl Silva, an amazing man of God, he was an engineer, and turned to be a pastor, preaching the word, and also had a vision. At that time, there was no church. Like all those dotted points is showing the churches where we have. And there are many more. And those times, we just to put the dots and pray, Lord, open up a door in this place. I just want to say that I came right now, for this convention, I traveled from Mumbai to Baltimore via Dubai. And you know, the one of the tallest building in the world, it is in Dubai. It's called Burj Khalifa, around 2700 feet high. It's very high. It took 6 years to build. 6 years to build that tower. But God is building something. It is taking 2,000 years. More, and he's building his church. As Pastor Fred said, it's a beautiful building, but what makes more beautiful is people. God is building his church, and I just want to read one verse, and this is in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Jesus says to Peter, I also say to you that you are Peter. And on this rock I will build my church. The gates of the Hades shall not prevail against it. So by looking at that verse, I just want to say Christ is building. He is in a building project. He has a building project. He is continually doing it. And that, what is that? That is saving people. And also not only just saved, but also to build them up so that we can be equipped and we like Christ, conform to the image of Christ. In Hebrews, the similar thing the writer says, is every house is built by someone. But this house is built by God. Who is the founder of this building, of the church? It's God. Whether it is in United States of America, whether it is in Romania, whether it is in India, it is God. God is building his church. And we can see an amazing growth which is happening in our country. There are so much persecutions and oppositions, but there are also opportunities, lots of opportunities. Lots of opportunities. Mumbai is a 25 million people. It's in a way like you can't like move around without touching people. Here a lot of space, and there is like it's crowded in a way. Even in the midnight, you walk through the streets of Mumbai, you will see people. They're having chai or ice cream and all these things because Mumbai is such a kind of that kind of characteristic, particular characteristic for this city. But this is amazing that from this place, this church, the Greater Grace Church, has sent out missionaries all across India. And this, how this happened? It's purely by the work of God. God has done this work. And people come and just seeing the work and say that we want to know about Christ. Pastor Roshan is another pastor, he may also share. But what I'm saying is about that this is the work of God. And just wanted to say about the another characteristic of the building project of Christ is he said that on this rock I will build. Stones has a special characteristic. Stone building. In Solomon's time, they built that huge temple with the stone. Stone building. And this is an amazing look. We can, when you look at the church, it's like a kind of a stone. You and I are like a stone. It's not a dead stone. This is a living stone. But we never heard about the stones are living. But 1 Peter chapter 2, Apostle Peter says that we are living stones because we are attached to the foundation stone, Jesus Christ. Jesus gives life. Because in our country, there are millions of gods. You don't have to convince people believe in God. They say that which God? They have enough. Majority of people are like a religious people. But to convince, to tell them that Jesus is the one and only God, unique God, he's the only one, that's the part. It's not easy to digest. That's the part people resist. It's a work of the Holy Spirit. We have many people from Hindus came to the faith, and they are, some of them are serving God in these places, in these places of the this big country. We love our country because Jesus loves that. And it's not only our country, but also beyond India, there is a place called Nepal. You see that it's a Himalayan mountains. All these areas are Himalayan mountains. These are Nepal, where there is another around 40 plus churches. It's amazing work, like how God is doing this. In India, we speak different languages. I speak one language, Pastor Roshan speaks in a different language. If I speak in my language, you will not understand. So we have around 120, 100 plus languages in our country. Different food style, different culture, and all these things. But what makes us unite is not our culture, not our food or anything, but what makes us unite is because Jesus Christ has united us. We have also in this country, there are a lot of caste system, high caste, low caste, untouchability. Right? Even if they become believers, it's very hard to that mindset to be removed. I will not sit with you. I will not come to your house or drink anything because it's a status, social status, untouchability. But then, slowly, they learn the word, learn the scriptures, come to the church, what happens? Christ removed that barriers. Amen. Right? The barriers. Come to the conclusion there is no Greek, there is no Jew, or no high caste Indian, low caste Indian. Everybody is same in the body of Christ. So we are like a stone building. You and I are playing a big part in this. You remove one stone from the building, it weakens that structure. you remove another stone, it weakens the structure. But the, one of the characteristics of the stone building is, you know what happened? Every stone is different. It's not like a brick building. Brick is same. Everything is like a cookie cutter, right? It's like that. But stone building, every stone is different. You and I sitting here, but don't say that I'm not so good, maybe in God's eyes. No. You are precious. You have a value before God. You have a role to play. As you are praying and as you see, many of you came to that convention and you witnessed the work of God happening in these places, not only Asia but also in Europe, also in many other countries, Latin America and also Africa. You see that? How can that happen? Because when we realize that, yes, we don't have anything in us. We are like a dead stone. But the moment we attach to the living stone, the foundation stone, Jesus Christ, there something is happening. There is a life comes. All of a sudden, I find, okay, I can pray for a person. Maybe I'm sitting, I heard Pastor Shala shared one story about when they were in Hungary, Budapest. And they said about this story about a woman who was paralyzed. She could not do anything. She's a believer. She could not do anything. But she did something. She opened a telephone call channel or something so that put a notice. If anybody is in depress or having a suicidal tendency, call. And people used to call her and she used to counsel. And the people's life transformed. Pastor Shala asked her, did you tell the people who are calling you, do you tell her you are in this condition? She said, no. You see that? We are like stones. We have a value. You have a value before God. You have a power before God. In prayer, maybe some way you can go in some other parts of the country or in your own neighborhood, preaching the word. Maybe calling a person and say that I can pray. I don't know much about the Bible, but there is a church here. Preach the word. I can pray for that, and that can be. I never thought to be standing before the people because I am a shy person, naturally. But sometimes God push you in that, and you are helpless. And many times I try to push people, you preach, and I try to be in the back seat, but then God gives the power, God gives the strength. We are different, but it's okay. That's the way God has made us. Maybe some are very gifted in some areas, but thank God, we are all different, not the same. Praise the Lord for that. That's what Apostle Paul says, that if everybody is an eye, then what is the use of the, how can that ear function? Isn't it? In 1 Kings chapter 6, when Solomon was building a huge temple, and they cut out the huge stones from the quarry, he says that everything was chiseling and everything was happening in that quarry. There was no sound at the building. And I think that's another principle. God is doing a secret work in us. Maybe may not many others see. God is speaking. Like someone said about the taking up the cross. God is speaking to me personally. And I am saying, God, I am making a commitment. I am going to talk to you. I am going to make a commitment and pray for these people. Pray for these unreached parts. So a lot of people, these are unreached. And when you come and see this place, you may laugh or you may say, what's going on? Worshipping the animals, the cow on the street, and you can't touch the cow. And all these things, you may say, well, it's full, yeah. But their hearts are blinded. How can that be opened? Maybe your prayer. Maybe someone to preach the word. God has to open their hearts. Even the people who are in a highly educated people, They may be in the suit and tie and away, going to the office. When they see that animal cow, they worship. You may say, what is happening? What a heart is degenerated. But thank God, God has been so faithful and to preach the word and in these places. Recently, we took a trip to the close to Nepal, this area, this Himachal Pradesh. It's all mountains. Can't go there by, like here, the roads are so good. But there, like these winding roads, and it's so scary roads. So we normally, those bus goes in the night, because if you is in the daytime, you will not survive in the bus. Like we will not. We also, I'm saying, it's so dangerous roads. Like there is no, like it's a very high road. But then we went there. We don't have a Greater Christ Church in that particular place, but we see the goodness of God. There are missionaries working quietly, because you can't preach the gospel there openly, because there is a law, anti-conversion. If you preach to the gospel or converting somebody, you will be end up in prison. And there is after that, and it's going to be a little, not easy. What I'm saying, but we saw something. There are pockets in the certain places, believers worshiping God, praying God. They're translating Bible into those into the tribal, into those languages. And what's it? First of all, we are all part of this building. You are living stones. Second, this stone, there is a deep work is going on in my life. I cannot avoid that. I can't avoid that. God is working in my life. Apostle Paul says that, yeah, I did all these things. Jesus knocked him down, right, from in that Damascus road. Then God was working in his life continuously. And that's what happening in our lives. And lastly, every stone is important. Every stone is important. And you are valuable before God. Don't worry about the age or the education or the what kind of gender, like I am a woman, I can't do. But you see that there is lots of missionaries came. Amy Carmichael, right, is Scottish, I don't know, from Scotland. Irish missionary. William Carey, shoe cobbler. He was a cobbler. He came. And he was one of the, like a reformation. He brought reformation in the Indian society. And how can that happen? He's come from England, Scotland, or somewhere? England. And then we had a C.T. Studd. Many people came. And the missionaries from the Greater Grace Church, Pastor Stephen's church, and came in 1980s. And 80-something, right? And then 83, they preached the gospel. And Pastor Glenn then stayed, and the church started. Then he was deported by the government because he was preaching the gospel. Then the Pastor Carl, who is the Mumbai Indian, like he's from Mumbai, and he came back. He took over the church. The church multiplied. So sometimes we see that, like, these situations are happening, and this is not a good sign or things, but thank God. God is still is on the throne. His power is not weakened. He opened the doors, and even also, it's like the wind is moving. No matter whatever law you put here in your country, the wind will move. No matter how high the wall, right? Iron curtains, we say that, the communism and all those things, but his spirit is still moving. So we are so thankful to represent the India here in this place. And as a church, we have in Mumbai, we have around 13 churches, and around 12 pastors, ordained pastors. And we have a Bible college, around 60 plus Bible college students. And also, these are Bible college students, but I mean that these people work during the day, and we have a Bible college in the evening. They come for the evening classes, and they do. And also, we have a residential These missionaries come from different parts of India. They stay in our campus, and they study the word and then go back like that. Also, we have a school. We have a school which is little away from Mumbai, and where Pastor Roshan is the head pastor for the school. Around 3,000 children, schools children we have. 3,000, a big building. And also we have an orphanage of 50 boys. And it's amazing. It is amazing. If God calls you, come. Don't fear all this stuff. But if God calls you, God will equip you to come and visit us. And it will be a great thing. Because God is building. When He builds, He will finish it. He will finish it successfully. And He will bring His glory. In Genesis 11, people are building big tower for their own name. But then what happened? God looked. He confused. Right? He confused the language. And now everybody is saying that. I think many of them came to India. That's what we have. A lot of language. That's why we have a lot of language. Right? It's different languages. Confused. What happened? That work stopped. But God, Christ is building. Though the languages are like a different diversity of languages, but Christ is building His church. That's what Revelation 7, every tribe, every nation, every people are standing before God and worshiping God. And that's what amazing. And one day we will do that, right? That's a reality. But till that time, what is our job? Pray for people, maybe a kind of word of hope to your own neighborhood and an authority. We have an authority God has given to us. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Let's welcome. Yeah.
That was a great message, wasn't it? A lot of takeaways from that. And now we're going to be having Pastor Roshan come up, and he's a longtime friend of mine. If I'm kind of the pinball generation, is there any pinball generations in here? Okay. But let me just kind of give you a quick overview of what God is doing in India. And so right here it said it was Mumbai. And right up here, okay, right over here is Calcutta. And we have two, okay, Greater Grace churches in Calcutta, which are reaching out into Bangladesh. And I really believe, okay, that Calcutta is going to be a real hub too. We have three hubs. We have a hub in Mumbai, the largest one, Calcutta, and then down here in Bangalore. In Bangalore, out of Bangalore, there is about 40 churches coming from there. As mentioned, okay, up in Nepal, there is 40-plus churches there headed up by Pastor Rajan, and they have the same, okay, pattern. Moses had a pattern laid down, given to him by God for building the tabernacle. When you read it, it's very specific. And the pattern that was laid down, okay, the founder of Greater Grace Ministry, Dr. Stevens, is that to have a church, a Bible college, and then to send missionaries out. And it wasn't, it's very, very important that most of these 100 churches have different degrees of Bible college. And so individuals, maybe they have one course, you know, maybe they have two courses. Some of them are full-time, five courses of Bible college. So up here in the Northeast, that hooks around, okay, into Burma or Myanmar, that they have a revival is going on there in Sikkim and Assam, and then in and they have a desire to reach into Burma, and they have contacts into Burma. We just met a young lady that has a heritage in Burma. So, And from Bangalore, okay, you see Chennai. And actually, Thomas, once again, moved from Kerala to Chennai and preached in Chennai. There's a church in Chennai, Coimbatore, okay? These are coming out of Bangalore. There's an amazing ministry in Coimbatore. And you see that strategically, individuals come from these local areas. They come, they're well-trained, they're equipped, they're prepared. They graduate after 4 years, and then, okay, many of them go back to their respective areas and begin to plant churches and teach. So Pastor Roshan, that I've known him for a number of years, that he is like an overseer, said, of Ambassador High School, which is a high school of 3,000 students. It's kind of unique. You wouldn't call it a Christian high school, but it has a huge population of Muslim and Hindu. So they are being reached. They're hearing the gospel. Once a week, the government of India mandates you have a morality class. So that's where we come in. And I could, you know, a number of them, okay. One is a pastor that came out of there, and then many, many people have been saved in Ambassador High School. And once a year, okay, they have a Christmas celebration, whereas there's thousands, and they invite the parents to come. So literally thousands of people at one time hear the gospel. And hands are going up all over the place. Well, Pastor Roshan is, I like to say, okay, that it says in Psalm 103 that Israel knew the acts of God, but Moses knew his ways. He knows the ways. It's like, listens. He has a heart after God. He's an amazing father. He has two daughters and one son and an amazing life. So he oversees the Ambassador High School, spiritually speaking, the Mumbai Training Center, and the Karuna Sharon. And both of these men, Pastor Binu and Pastor Roshan, are, you know, travel many times a year, okay, to these mission fields. So the key is to have individuals that are trained and have a church connected to a Bible college. So Pastor Tom said that you were using, okay, at the foundation's booklet that was developed by Pastor Carl. So it's awesome. So we'd like to introduce Pastor Roshan and come and give him a good hand.
Thank you for inviting Pastor Tong. So you have a lovely family, a beautiful family, and beautiful church. It's a really privilege to work in India, isn't it? So much of population. More population, more responsible. More money, isn't it? More money, you're more counting. You're more like, you want to see that everything is in order. But then, God is gracious. He's trusting us for that country. He has kept us there in that country. I was thinking while before coming that hell is burning, actually. It's with fire. And there is a cry, there is a prayer is going on, like somebody should go there to my family. You know, in Luke chapter 16, remember the story which Jesus was sharing? Like there was a request to heaven, like, please send somebody, please go, like, you know, from heaven, somebody should go there. But then Jesus shared the story that there are people, there are preachers, they are the one who are going, they are going to listen. I was thinking, like, you know, like in John chapter 13, We see Jesus washing disciples' feet. Like, feet are so important. We heard from Pastor Mathi during the conference about the feet. But Jesus was washing the feet. Then I'm thinking about Romans chapter 10. Like, how beautiful are those feet? In heaven, it's not about face, how beautiful your face is. It's not like today's world. If you go to India, we have a Bollywood actors and actresses. In Hollywood, we have like Hollywood actor and actresses. They see your face, they see your, like, you know, how your personality is, and they look at you and, you know, oh, you're the person for this acting. You're the good actress. You're beautiful. But then in heaven, they will look at your feet. You know, Jesus will look at your feet. How beautiful are your feet? Like Pastor Mahil, you know, it's like, how beautiful are your feet? Like Pastor Binu was sharing, I was like, really, I was listening to all those things. Like, how responsible, like God has put us, like, in these places. I am come from, Pastor Binu was born in Kerala. I was born here in Karnataka. But like, I'm in Mumbai, raised up in Mumbai. But now I'm in Vasai. This is a part of Vasai. If you know, Vasai is industrial area. Like a lot of people come from this part, Lucknow. Then we have Patna, this place. They all come here to work because they don't have factories here. So they come, and many are come to Mumbai. So from this place, they come here. So in our church in Vasai, we have a lot of laborers. So simple, hardworking, like they love the Lord. Very simple family. Yeah, yes, they don't have much money, but they love the Lord. So it's really, really privileged to serve and lead these people in the Vasai area. And same time, we have, as we heard, like, we have orphanages. We have orphanage, which they also part of that work. And then I was like, and you are also part of this work. You know, it's like, not like this is different company. Like, we have a companies, private company. It's not a private company. We all are part of this work. You all. Like Pastor Binu was sharing. Like, we all are part of this work. Sitting here, maybe you're just praying. Like, maybe just one prayer, like, for this India. You're part of this work. You know, it's, and we have a great work all together. We all are working all together. This is like a great work. It's not a private company. Maybe they produce beautiful cars, like all the manufacturing which is happening around the world. Big people are there. But that is not important, I think. More important, what church is doing. That is more important. Church is like, you know, going out and winning the soul, lost soul, like, you know, like loving people. That's a great work is happening in the churches. Like, this is important. God don't want, God is not looking for an engineer, that's good, doctor, that's good. But then he's looking for a people who can take this gospel. God is looking for a people who can preach this word. God is interested in those people, actually. God is looking for a people who will stand in the gap. God is looking for a people who can really pray for the lost soul and like burden for the soul, isn't it? That's a great work, actually, on this earth. Nothing is important. I was like, what makes us happy? What makes us peaceful? In just short, I want to share that. People in the world tells us that we need many things to make us happy. Many things. Like, we want more money, more bigger house. Like, you know, I want to be more rich, right? That's a worldly system. Like, I found a poem. I just want to read. Like, people are not content anytime, isn't it? They always like to, I want this, I want this, I want more, I'm not satisfied. Like 1 Timothy chapter 6:6 says, godliness with the contentment is a great gain. That's a great gain, great blessing. And it's like a poem I found. It says, like, it was a spring, but it was a summer I wanted. The warm days and the great outdoors. It was a summer, but it was a fall I wanted. The colorful leaves and the cool, dry air. It was autumn, but it was winter I wanted. The beautiful snow and the joy of the holiday season. I was a child, but it was adulthood I wanted. The freedom and the respect. I was 20, but it was 30 I wanted. To be mature and sophisticated. I was a middle age, but it was 30 I wanted. The youth and the free spirit. I was retired, but it was a middle age that I wanted. The presence of mind without limitation. My life was over, but I never got what I wanted. But we know the godliness with the contentment is a great gain. We have something special. We have a great work in our heart which is burning. More than those people are manufacturing, more than those private companies, more than those CEOs and engineers and doctors, we have something special. This is what we have. India, the population which is in first number. And God has placed us there. You are the part of that work. You are praying, maybe supporting, maybe you are just connecting with us, like, you know, this way, through just inviting us. And like in closing, like sometimes people are so worried about many things, right? Like trials and testings and troubles and sickness and so much pain in this world. And sometimes Christian goes through that. There is an illustration, like group of painters took a place in a art contest. You know, there is an art contest. Pastor Mati, do you know Pastor Mati from Oman? He has a beautiful paints. We had a chance to see the paints in a fellowship center in Baltimore. Such a beautiful $400 something for that one paint. It was just discount, I think. It was for a sale. But then I think some of the paints go beyond $1,000, maybe $2,000, maybe. Sometimes you don't know what is a paint. It's like confusing. But there is an emotion in that. There is love in that. There is a cry and pain in that. You can see the test and trial of a human being in that. There was a contest to see who could create the best painting of peace. And they had many beautiful paintings of the sun setting, palm, lovely beach. You've seen that, like what the picture of peace means for the world means beautiful sunset, nice, you know, everything is going nice. But there was a one unique paint which stood out, and his canvas showed a ravaging storm. There is a water raging, dark clouds and lightning. How is this picture of peace? Throughout all this, the painting shows a small bird hidden in the cleft of the rock. As this whole storm is going on around it, the bird is protected and secure. That is a real peace. And Jesus said, I give you the true peace, which world does not give you. In John chapter 14, verse 27. That is what we have. We are in the cleft of the rock. Our house is on the rock, which is Jesus Christ. Storm comes, everything will hit the house. But we are strong. We are like protected. Because Jesus is our true peace. The Holy Spirit which is dwelling in us, we have a real peace. Which world does not give, actually. And this is our peace. Like, this is my peace, Jesus said. Isn't it beautiful? Like we are here worshiping and enjoying this worship, preaching of the word. Prayer, like we serve here, this is what is our true peace. Like, you know, if we had an option, we want to live here. Heaven will be like that. You know? Like Jesus is the center of our life. Jesus will be the center in the heaven. Like, you know, His heaven is not that heaven. His heaven is you and me. He left heaven for us. Amen? So keep praying for us, for India, for Vasai, for Mumbai. And for all the work which is happening all around the country. Thank you for your love. And thank you, Pastor Tom and the family. Praise God. You're serving here faithfully. And we all need to lift his hand, lift his hand. We need that. Lift this pastor's hand. Don't go forward, don't go behind. Just be with him and see the hand of God. We can see the hand of God when we do that. And we never know what can happen around this area. We never know. Let's fill up this chest, right? Let's fill up the Bible college. We never know. Just prayer. Revival can happen any moment. Keep seeking, keep doing what God has told us to do, and it will happen. Amen? So I'll pray, a closing prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful church, your grace, your love, your word, which never fail. And thank you, especially you are with us, Lord. We can do it because you are with us. I can do all things through Christ who can strengthen me. I can do all things. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we ask, amen.